For the past few years, I've been amassing a small collection of what I like to call foreign tongue recordings.
That's producer Jennifer Sharp, and here are some examples from her collection. Foreign tongue recordings are versions of hit songs, mostly from the 60s, sung by the original artists, usually in German, Italian, and French. The singers often learn the lyrics phonetically, line by line, taught by a language coach. Our contributor Jennifer Sharp says they were recorded in a time when English language songs had a tough time making it in Europe, and she loves to imagine a scene where, say, Sonny and Cher are trying to record a hit in French. Oh, tu n'es jamais bien
coiffé. If you could have peered into the studio while one of these recordings was being made, you probably would have seen a fatigued performer standing next to a Berlitz instructor, stopping and starting their way through a string of phonetic pieces that somehow equaled their song. Because I can't understand anything that isn't in English, for me, these recordings are filled with mystery, absurdity, and accidental beauty. Take, for instance, David Bowie's Italian version of Space Oddity. I was able to find an Italian named Roberto who was a teenager when this came out. He said he remembers that David Bowie's accent was good, but that the lyrics were ridiculous. As you can imagine, the translations of these songs could get pretty rugged, but with Space Oddity, the Italian lyrics had almost nothing to do with the original. As it turns out, the record company thought that a song about floating through outer space in a state of alienation was too deep for the Italians, so they changed it. In their version, a lonely boy wanders the streets of his city saying things like, "If you need my hand to swim, thank you, but tonight I want to die." Like so many other artists, Bowie was under enormous pressure to outsell the foreign-made cover band versions of his songs. To compete, you had to have a good translation and a good accent. Sing man in song, been do hurst and gone, been tensed and twist, been stu made the best. But that twist begin, that my hoots got crazy. There were people like Paul Anka, Petula Clark, and the Beatles who all sounded great in other languages and who all sold a lot of records. But then there were others, like the Four Tops, who in Italian were almost completely unintelligible. But not all foreign tongue recordings were profit-driven. In the mid-70s, when David Bowie was living in Berlin, he decided on his own to do a German version of the song Heroes. According to Tony Visconti, his producer at the time, Bowie sang the song with the Germanic intensity of someone performing part of the Ring cycle. Bowie was very pleased with the recording. And the Germans liked it too. These days, it's the other way around. Most people sing in English. Tony Visconti now works with a Danish band called Kashmir, who in their 10 years together have never recorded a song in their own language. Yeah, check it. In 2003, long after its 1960s heyday, Dutch and British police recovered a final specimen from this genre. Buried in a stash of stolen Beatles recordings that had been missing since the 1970s, they found this recording, made just 3 months before the Beatles broke up.
Follow as I go. Für NPR Nachrichten.
Für NPR Nachrichten.
Hier spricht Jennifer Sharp.
Hier spricht Jennifer Sharp.
Thanks to Berlitz coach Valerie Schultz for helping Jennifer Sharp. And you can listen to more foreign tongue recordings. We've put some of Jennifer's collection up on our website, npr.org.
Daddy, me hood.
Run it.